So I've had another book idea. I don't know if I'm going to do it or not, but I might. And it is that there was a book came out, what, a decade ago, 2 decades ago, however long, about it takes a village to raise a child. And as people who read my books know, I have a close relationship with my mother who is getting older. She's going to be 86 next week, and she has recently been undergoing some health concerns, and I have not slept at home for more than a month now. I've either stayed at her house to help take care, not to help take care of her, but to take care of her, or when she's been in the hospital, I've stayed in her room at the hospital. And it is making me think of a companion book that should go with It Takes a Village to Raise a Child, which is It Takes a Village to Take Care of an Elder. I have a good friend who often says that we need help at the beginning and at the end. And I think that is desperately true. And I think that the way this culture treats elders is as horrific as the way it treats children and everybody else. And it is, I know, I have so many friends who, in fact, I've talked to two today who have almost single-handedly been taking care of their elderly parents. And you can't do it by yourself. Yet we do it by ourselves. And that's a crazy way to have to do it, that within a healthy functioning community, everyone would recognize the roles of the elders, and they would recognize that the elders have so much to give, as my mother does, and at the same time, they would recognize that physically she can't do it anymore. And so I would like to write a short book about that and also include, one of the friends I was talking to today was talking about this, and I've known other people who've said this too. The friend I was talking to this morning, she said that her mother probably 3 times a week says, "I wish I could die." And I've known, I have another friend who, whose mother took care of their grandmother, who toward the end, she was saying, "I just want to go be with my husband," who had been dead for 15 years. And I'm not making a point with that. I'm simply saying it's a common occurrence. And I guess I want to say one more thing about this, which is that when I was in my early 30s, before I wrote Listening to the Land, I had this book idea, which is that I would go to some nursing homes and I would interview elders about the wisdom they had gained in their lives. And I went to some nursing homes and I talked to a few people. And it felt very strange to me for a couple reasons. One is that a lot of them, it felt very intrusive to me in that the stories they were telling me were really stories that should have been told to members of their community and not to some writer coming in and asking questions. And it felt like I was extracting things from them as opposed to them sharing organically. This one man, we were talking and I was recording the conversation, and I kept thinking about, this is a conversation. I kept thinking, where are his grandchildren? He shouldn't be telling these stories to me. He should be telling these stories to his grandchildren as they are sitting by a river or as they are sitting in the back room of their house or as they're sitting on the front porch of the house, but the grandchildren are nowhere to be seen. And the other reason that I had to stop that project is because, honestly, it was too horrifying for me to go into these nursing homes and to see banks of people in chairs. Basically, it was a factory farm for old people. And that was, I know this is cowardice, but, and I know that me not going there did not make it so it stopped, but I couldn't keep going there because it was too painful. And those were not even people I knew. So my point in all this is there are many things wrong with how the old are treated, and that it all comes back to, as so much does, that this culture, patriarchy, civilization, and capitalism, and late stage capitalism with its mobility, they all destroy community. And just as it's true that it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to help older people to gracefully wind down, and at the end to cross over.